holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Before we get to old meth jaw HB, Hunter Biden, who's got a bit of the meth jaw, just a little bit. Just a little bit of the meth jaw.
Well, he was into it for a long time, right? How long was he an addict?
I don't know. Couple of years, and he was doing it every 15 minutes, he said. But once you recognize the meth jaw, you notice it whenever you got like a checkout person at the convenience store or something. I got the meth jaw.
It's shifting back and forth kind of nervously like that,
yeah.
Almost like they're chewing sideways.
Yeah. Anywho, before we get to that real quick, so we scared the bejesus out of you last hour because NBC scared me last night with their report on Chinese technology and a lot of the things that we can do. We got this text. We couldn't even shoot down a slow moving balloon that traveled clear across the country.
No!
So how are we going to detect hypersonic missiles that can go around the planet several times without detection? That's a pretty good point. But the main...
Well, and we can't shoot them down over anything as populous as, say, I don't know, eastern Montana.
But do you remember, I mocked this at the time. So Joe Biden meets with President Xi in San Francisco, and the media dutifully took their press release and reported it like news that some of the accomplishments were, I don't remember what the other one was, but it was dumb. It was one dumb one, and then the other one was reinstituting the communication lines between our military and their military. Well, NBC News reported last night that has not happened. We hooked up our end. We continue to try to call them, and they don't pick up. So that didn't happen.
I like the tensions were ratcheted down a notch narrative, too.
Right.
As if anything fundamentally changed.
Right. And nothing changed, include they're not even going through the, just to make a show of it, you could open up the lines of communication. They don't even care enough to pick up the phone.
Right. I could have a burner cell phone in 15 minutes. And I could call the U.S. Hey, this is my new number. If you need anything, call me.
Anyway, so that nothing was accomplished, in other words. So, I was watching some Fox and Friends this morning with a little coffee, and they're making a pretty big deal over the fact that Hunter Biden was supposed to be in court, and will he show up? And if he doesn't show up, this is my favorite thing, you know, that they do in cable news. They present a hypothetical that is fairly unlikely and then discuss for 15 minutes what would be, what it, you know, if it does happen, what it would be like.
Right.
So they discuss for 15 minutes all the things that would happen if Hunter Biden didn't show up. And I thought, he'll probably show up, won't he? He did show up.
Yeah. And actually, he took the occasion to make several statements outside of the hearing room. We have those for you. Michael, we'll start with 24 and see how long we're entertained. Here's, ladies and gentlemen, the smartest guy I've ever known, Hunter Biden.
I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies. And I'm here today to acknowledge that I've made mistakes in my life.
Oh, really?
And wasted opportunities and privileges I was afforded. For that, I'm responsible. For that, I'm accountable. And for that, I'm making amends.
Interesting that I assume this is all at the direction of his lawyers. Interesting that his lawyers thought that would be a good idea to go out there and say that.
I'm guessing. I haven't heard these tapes yet, but that's not the last time we'll hear something kind of politically correct about privilege and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what his strategy here. I love the illegitimate partisan investigation. Dude, your dad's own Justice Department wants to put you in jail for as long as possible. All right, next clip.
But I'm also here today to correct how the MAGA right has portrayed me for their political purposes. I am first and foremost a son, a father, a brother, and a husband from a loving and supportive family. I'm proud to have earned degrees from Georgetown University and Yale Law School. I'm proud of my legal career and business career. I'm proud of my time serving on a dozen different boards of directors. And I'm proud of my efforts to forge global business relationships.
My dad didn't even have to pass me off as a fake pole vaulter to get me into Georgetown and Yale because he's so well known.
I assume the audience here is that chunk of Democrats that think Joe Biden did something wrong or Hunter Biden may have done something wrong. Because you're not going to convince people like me and you. I mean, we're all going to mock this. I mean, that's mockable. So you went to elite universities. Of course you did. Your dad is a freaking senator.
And you got huge checks for, quote-unquote, serving on boards of directors.
Right.
My, that is notable, honorable.
Right, and I'm a husband and a brother. You married your brother's wife and then spent all her money on whores and gambling. So, yeah,
correct.
I mean, so,
yes.
But anyway, and I have the ability to forge, whatever he said, corporate partnerships or whatever.
Business relationships, right, yes. Yeah, that's why we're here, son. Oh, boy, the MAGA right. Whoop, we're not done with the MAGA right. Roll on, Michael.
For 6 years, MAGA Republicans, including members of the House committees who are in a closed-door session right now, have impugned my character, invaded my privacy, attacked my wife, my children, my family, and my
stripper
friends.
Baby mama.
They ridiculed my struggle with addiction. They belittled my recovery. And they have tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father, who has devoted his entire public life to service.
Oh, boy. Yeah, how do you dehumanize somebody who is doing crack every 15 minutes, naked, walking around with a gun with a prostitute?
Yeah, I'm not sure the MAGA Republicans in that closed-door session are the ones that embarrassed you. I think it's your own videos from your own laptop, with you walking around a hotel room with your gun and schlong hanging out with some hooker. I think that's what, like, embarrassed you.
Yeah, yeah. I can't resist. 27, Michael.
For 6 years, I have been a target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here.
Okay.
Does Trump want to weigh in on this discussion? There you go.
So, again, I assume the audience isn't us or those of you listening, mostly. Trying to get the people that had gone a little wobbly on this story that are Democrats back to thinking, yeah, it is the MAGA Republicans that are causing this. You're a drug addict. That's no fault of yours.
Or he's just trying to affect the jury pool.
Oh, you think?
Although I think he's being prosecuted in California.
Yeah, so I was taking this through the lens of politics. You think this is a save his own skin, stay out of jail speech?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Now, there might be political gain to be had, although I don't know what he's going to say that helps the politics, honestly. But this is a final clip here, 28, Michael.
Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist.
I don't know why this rubs me so the wrong way, and this is true, Republicans and Democrats. I hate super wealthy politicians talking about they're dedicating their lives to public service. Drives me nuts. Your dad,
the fact that anybody that buys it drives me nuts.
Like I said last week, because it bothered me, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie said, here's a woman dedicated, she's worth $8 million. Okay, so ease off on the whole dedicated her life to public service, all right? And just, come on. Now, some people do. I mean, if you work in the Bureau of who knows what it is, and you work there your whole life in a drab office having no effect on the world for not much money, then maybe you did dedicate your life to public service. Okay. But anybody that's... Your dad spends his weekends in a beach home that's worth a gazillion dollars looking at the ocean, one of his many homes. Don't right. hit me with the he dedicated his life to public service. It rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and getting back to that clip about my father was not financially involved in any of my businesses, you have established some great plausible deniability. The Biden family are absolutely a case study. I'm sure it'll be published soon, How to Launder Money. They're brilliant at it, and they've done it successfully for many years. Partly because they exist in a world where that's routine for the political class, so they haven't gotten much scrutiny for it. But nonetheless, to have those couple dozen shell corporations that money flows mysteriously in and out of, and then everything's a loan, except there are no loan papers. There's no history of repayment. There's no interest rate set. All of this money sloshes back and forth, and it's all loans. Okay, all right, whatever. Well, you're going to jail, and your old man will not be with us much longer.
I don't know who told him that was a good line. Attacking my dad who has dedicated his life to public service. We all see it on the news. Every weekend, him on the beach in front of his beach home. Or whatever other home he's visiting. Right. Come on.
Right, right. He just lives the lifestyle of an extremely wealthy person.
Extremely wealthy, right.
Right.
Bingo.
Right. Got this note from Henry quoting the great Dennis Miller. We could never forget on the approaching. It's this coming Saturday, the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, or was it last Saturday?
I think it's this Saturday. I don't think. I missed it.
Well, it's not
I could
like,
have. Maybe
you know,
I did. I don't know.
Your kids will be crushed. It's not like you forgot Christmas or anything like that. But accuracy is my hallmark.
I wanted to spend some time on it though on the anniversary, talking to my kids about it because my son Henry's so into Revolutionary War history.
Anyway, the quote from Dennis Miller, we should never forget our forefathers started a revolution over the price of a breakfast beverage. Well, it's a nominally accurate
simplification of a much larger problem, but humorous nonetheless, and he is a comedian, so I guess that's what you're shooting for.
In his defense.
Yes, in his defense, he's a comedian, and it made me laugh, so there you go. They're flooding the tunnels in Gaza. We got you think that we haven't made much of a dent in Ivy League colleges and their efforts to ruin the world?
Almost none. All we got was a head fake.
And it's Tay-Tay's B-Day, so need to check in on that.
Stop with that.
He's 34. Just a funny story I heard about that. So all on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
True love is unconditional. It looks like showing up, giving someone a fresh start, a compassionate ear, or even just a smile between strangers.
At the Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season. While lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community.
Your donation puts presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long.
Warm hearts and homes beyond the Christmas season by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword, the Salvation Army, at the prompt. Again, that's #250 and your keywords are the Salvation Army.
You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that links to a donation form.
Help a neighbor in need throughout the holidays and beyond with the Salvation Army. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Salvation Army. It's easy to give. Dial #250 and use those keywords, the Salvation Army.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year.
Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The donut chain Krispy Kreme last week opened its first store in France at long last, a place to get a decent pastry in Paris.
What is this? That is not how you spell Krispy?
I wonder if it's a giant hit, Krispy Kreme in Paris.
I kind of doubt it. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
I've got something stupid, but first this.
Apparently, or so it would seem, the Hunter Biden appearance to give his speech outside of the hearing, it's a publicity stunt. Because toward the end, he said, I'm here for an open-to-the-public hearing. when the committee had made it clear, no, if you do the behind closed doors thing first, and then we'll come out to, into a public hearing later, down the road some. So he knew 100% that they weren't having a public hearing, but he showed up as if he was willing to appear, knowing that they wouldn't have him appear. Or they wouldn't have him, he wouldn't go behind closed doors, and they weren't going to have a public hearing, so this is all a stunt.
Yeah.
Unless I've completely misread it.
And I assume he's getting the advice of some of the best lawyers that exist, so we'll see how it turns out.
It's a good stunt. Look, I showed up, and they said, we got to go behind closed doors. This is outrageous. Blah, 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 MAGA, blah, blah, blah.
You know, Nostradamus predicted all of this. I got that in a second.
Wow.
Coming up, you're going to tell us how the whole DIE college thing is not over.
Oh, no, not at all. They've, like D-E-I. Cockroaches. Yeah, some people say DIE, too, I just became aware of. But, yeah, like cockroaches, the light hit them, and they've scurried back under the cupboard, but they are absolutely not giving up the game.
And the only reason I bring up the fact that it's Taylor Swift's birthday today, she's 34, is I saw a number of stories about it last night, like leading up to it and everything like that, and I was thinking the only two other times this has happened in modern history, I think, is Elvis and the Beatles. She's at that level now, I think, where they're like fans across the country who care about the birthday at a pretty high level. I think Elvis and the Beatles are it, and now Taylor Swift, of that level of, oh, my God.
Right, right. And it's predominantly females, too, which is interesting.
Yeah. So Nostradamus' 2024 predictions have been revealed. Brace yourself for more war and famine, says the New York Post.
The New York Post is just so schizophrenic. They do such great journalism, and then crap.
He was a French astrologer, not philosopher, a French astrologer in 1555 when he wrote his prophecies that softheads and dopes continue to read and then extrapolate into acting like he was predicting these things, and then even if he could, what difference does it make?
Right. Nostradamus, or Stopped Clockus, as I call him.
Right. This year brings continued global strife, including war.
Oh, no. What I was afraid of.
Including war on the seas, royal turmoil, and humanitarian disaster. So I thought we were going to have a year on planet Earth where we didn't have those three things, but damn it, he's predicting we will. His vision of the future was laid out in 942 poetic verses. What was where were those ads that when we were kids were always running on television? Could you get a book or a... Nostradamus predicted this.
And he seems to have a moment every, 5 to 10 years, and a new crop of softheads spend their money on some garbage.
Although, according to the New York Post, he did foresee the rise of Adolf Hitler, the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
No, he didn't.
The September 11th attacks and COVID. So,
oh boy! Say goodbye to your money, fools! You're about to be parted.
If your head is soft, enjoy that.
Yes. Yeah, press on both sides of your skull. Any give there? Any give? Well, maybe you ought to look into Nostradamus.
Okay, some of the news of the day on the way. If you missed a segment, you can get our podcast. You subscribe to Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Nostradamus.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why should the Federal Reserve have so much power over your IRA or 401k? Whether they create a new bubble with low interest rates or pop the last bubble with high interest rates, a group of unelected government officials has no business deciding your future. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is just one more reason why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Because precious metals are the best way to maintain your financial independence. And now you can hold gold inside of a tax-advantaged account. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898. And my friends at Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold is the only gold IRA company I trust, so text HEDGE to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Leaked from Hunter Biden's laptop.
I would like to have asked Hunter Biden about man-act violations. Sex trafficking women across
the state. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
That would have been a good question. You don't seem to care about that.
That is the one and only Marjorie Taylor Greene toward the end of the Hunter Biden spin appearance saying, hey, how about sex trafficking women? Why don't you ask him about that to the media?
Well, yeah, but
availability was abruptly ended.
Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, whenever it lapses over into just sticking it to Hunter as opposed to the significance with his dad, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Anyway, quoted Gad Saad a couple of times recently. He's a scholar. I think he's an evolutionary psychologist or something. I can't remember. He's a brainiac. But he's been commenting about the situation on college campuses for a long time and the current fracas over anti-Semitism and the utterly dishonest, phony university president gals there. More on them in a minute. I thought this was interesting. It's kind of off the topic, but I just came across it. If you are silent when Muslims kill millions of their own people, but suddenly you become enraged when Israel retaliates, yes, heavily, to the inhumane October 7th attacks, it's not anti-Zionism, it's Jew hatred. You yawn when millions of Muslims are killed by other Muslims, but scream from the river to the sea when Israel rightly retaliates. Modern-day Israel is a godsend to millions of Jew haters. Oh, no, I love the Jews. I only hate Zionism. I think that's a good point. Back to the university discussion. As he has been commenting on this, and specifically Claudine Gay of Harvard, because I think Saad was part of the faculty or a Harvard grad. I can't remember. He has some tie to Harvard. But anyway, he's been talking about this, and Derek Johnson of the NAACP, a formerly respectable group, tweeted, enough is enough. President Claudine Gay is a distinguished scholar and professor with decades of service in higher education. Once again, your favorite word, service. The recent attacks on her leadership are nothing more than, brace yourselves now, political theatrics advancing a white supremacist agenda.
Mm.
There you go, white supremacism. So Saad responds, dear Mr. Derek at NAACP, let me offer some rebuttals to the points you raised in the spirit of the free exchange of ideas, which, by the way, Harvard scored last on out of 248 universities surveyed by Fire.org. President Gay is not a distinguished scholar using objective bibliometrics. She has an H index that is well below what is typically required for someone to be promoted to even full professor. Now, all of that academia talk, I think, is nonsense, and I have no interest in it. And I'd also point out that from the point of view of the DEI crowd, Dr. Saad referring to objective bibliometrics is right. White supremacy.
Right.
Objectivity is white supremacy. Going on, though. Two, President Gay is not a distinguished administrator. She has spent her entire career promulgating the DEI cult, which violates every fabric of meritocratic ethos that one would expect from Harvard. Merit is white supremacy, Dr. Saad. Come on now. Three, some very serious repeat allegations about plagiarism have been levied against her across many of her works, including her dissertation. Unless you think that plagiarism is an inherent part of white supremacy, then it's difficult to see your point. Plagiarism cannot be contextualized. And yet it was. More on that in a second. And four, she was unwilling to deontologically condemn the open hatred of Jews on campus. Instead, she had to contextualize it. Do you think that the repudiation of Jew hatred is a form of white supremacy? And then he, in a very gentlemanly way, says, you do everyone a disservice by invoking the boogeyman of white supremacy here. President Gay's being criticized for her behaviors and positions. The only ones who've ever cared about her skin color are those who repeatedly promoted her to positions that she was unfit to hold. Be careful to accuse me of white supremacy, as I'm a Lebanese Jewish war refugee of color, so I outrank you and President Gay in victimology poker. That's good. But again, and this is, and I apologize that I'm late to this realization, because I should have been saying it to y'all for a long time. All of those pseudo-moral arguments about safe spaces and microaggressions and racism, indeed, they're not sincere. They're just an effort to make you submit. Because you don't want to be called a bad person, because your dopey boss will probably panic and fire you. Anyway, moving along, New York Post with some great coverage of this, too. They pointed out that the Harvard board just voted to keep Claudine Gay, who is every bit as obnoxiously anti-Semitic and pro-DEI racism as the gal from Penn. And the other gal from MIT has somehow ducked a lot of the scrutiny, Sally Kornbluth, because she wasn't quite as obnoxious. But she had exactly the same policies as Liz McGill from Penn and Ms. Gay from Harvard. But for whatever reason, and I just think it's simply she came off as slightly less obnoxious. There's really been no scrutiny. So keeping score.
Less smirking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Liz McGill was booted from Penn. It was pointed out that she's more or less a caretaker. She's only had the job for a year or two, and it's no big deal. The institution remains everything she wanted it to be. Claudine Gay and Sally Kornbluth have held on to their jobs. There have been no repercussions for that. And indeed, Gay is hung on, even though she's been exposed as a plagiarist and all sorts of other things. One of the funnier aspects of this, to me anyway, is that your mainstream media reporting that some of the people she plagiarized are saying, no, it's not that serious. I don't have a big problem with it. A couple of those people work for her. She is the university president where they work. And they pointed out dozens of kids hounded out of the university for exactly the same offenses.
And the New York Post also reported that while Harvard claimed it had initiated a probe of Gay's work when it learned about the plagiarism, what it actually did was it hired Claire Locke, the top defamation law firm in the United States, to threaten the journalists who brought those examples to the school's attention.
Right, I saw that.
Which is nice. And one other issue on that, this was, where did this get retweeted by Charlie Cook of National Review? Elite university orthodoxy holds that prosperous societies must be evil, and failed societies must be oppressed and therefore good. And that is just everything, as you've pointed out over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good summation of it.
So prosperous societies must be evil, failed societies must be oppressed and therefore good. And we kind of do that with individuals, or at least a lot of the left does. If you are wealthy, you clearly have done something wrong and evil. If you are struggling, you clearly are a victim of somebody else.
Yep, clearly. Michael, whoops, I scanned up to get his name. Michael Goodwin, wrote, and I think this is pretty good and again, well summarized. The lack of consequences for two out of the three, and I would argue the third is meaningless anyway, that she just was fitted with the goat's horns and ushered out of town, and her institution remains. But it's dispiriting because there are evasive testimonies coming in the midst of odious support for Hamas and the shocking wave of anti-Semitism revealed the depravity of the woke culture on their campuses and their unwillingness to challenge it. The decades-long prevalence of trigger warnings and demands for safe spaces, all while allowing the privileged snowflakes a heckler's veto when conservative speakers dare to show up, suddenly seems almost quaint. In fact, those attacks on both tradition and culture serve as something akin to gateway drugs that inevitably lead to the harder stuff. And he's part of his essays, he's talking about how the recent fixation on erasing American history and obsessions with radical race and gender politics have pushed elite campuses further out of the mainstream of society and make it seem as if they exist on another planet. Consider that Brown University student newspaper reported last summer on a survey finding that 38% of students there identify as gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, queer, pansexual, asexual, or just questioning. Just unbelievable. A little more on this topic, but first a word from our friends at Omaha Steaks.
Delicious!
Well, it is delicious, absolutely. It is a gift that always lands. The person who gets that package of fabulous food from Omaha Steaks is always thrilled with it.
Yeah, the meat's super good, like really, really top, like the best steak restaurants you've ever been to, that kind of top, butcher's cut filet mignon, the burgers, which are amazing, all that sort of stuff. I don't know, their packaging must be a certain level of quality, too. Just sealed, comes to you in a styrofoam thing with the dry ice in it, whatever, it's all frozen. It works great, and the apple tartlet's fantastic. Right now you can save 50% off site-wide when you use the promo code Armstrong at checkout and get an additional $30 off of your order.
Yeah, to your point, every single time I've gotten Omaha Steaks, everything's been great, perfect. There's never been a single, oh, this one's burned or whatever, we got to throw it away. It's always great. Go to omahasteaks.com, save 50% off site-wide, plus when you use our promo code Armstrong, you get an additional $30 off your order. Go to omahasteaks.com, use that promo code Armstrong at checkout. Minimum order may be required. One more time, visit omahasteaks.com, get that 50% off site-wide, and our code Armstrong at checkout gets you an extra $30 off. Omahasteaks.com. So I thought this was also great from the Free Beacon. They pointed out that one of the reasons that Claudine Gay was not fired by Harvard for being a racist and a plagiarist is that she was hired specifically to push the DEI thing, and not as a scholar. Nobody takes her seriously as a scholar. She was chosen for a different set of credentials, her race, gender, political views, and religious devotion to DEI, and she's delivering on her promise to rededicate the university to identity politics. The last thing they're going to do is fire her. She sat there in front of Congress and lived up to the expectations of the board, essentially.
Right.
Now, sometimes, like at Penn, they'll think, all right, too much heat, and we'll throw them off the trail by getting rid of old Liz McGill. Mwahahaha.
Well, and the governor...
But Harvard's too proud.
The governor in Pennsylvania came out against her pretty hard, so I think that hurt her chances.
Yeah, yeah. But they go into Claudine Gay's actual resume. She engineered the defenestration of Roland Fryer, allegedly on Title IX charges, after the star black economist ruffled feathers by debunking myths of rampant police violence. I remember that study.
Wow.
Yeah. Black man run out of Harvard for questioning the DEI, you know, defund the police.
For presenting the facts that are true.
Right. She helped strip Ronald Sullivan, a black Harvard law professor, of an administrative post because he served on Harvey Weinstein's defense team. And the little students all rose up in anger.
Right.
That it was anti-hashtag me too. As if, you know, as despicable as Harvey Weinstein is, he deserves a defense.
Right. That's unbelievable. I remember that story at the time, of course. God, that is so... The university that brings us to the Harvard Law students we're all supposed to look up to don't believe you deserve a defense.
Right.
In a
right.
court of law, going through the whole process, innocent until proven guilty, that whole thing, you don't believe in that.
And then she dismissed the allegations of research fraud against Ryan Enos, a Harvard government professor who just so happened to find that Republicans are racists, a recurring theme in Gay's own, well, not really her own, work. So, again, they're not going to fire her. She's executing exactly the vision she was hired to execute.
Yeah. Well, that's troubling.
Yeah, it is. I've got to admit, I had like a glimmer of, hey, we're winning. We've made progress in curing this problem. I think we absolutely made progress in bringing awareness of exactly what they're doing and the philosophy of DEI, how it's not about the moral arguments they made. And I think more and more people are recognizing that. But, man, it is early days. It is the beginning of the beginning of trying to root out this disease from our schools. And I'm looking at you, K-12, as well.
I wanted to mention a couple of interesting things I learned from the new Sam Adams biography that is timed with the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, which is obviously a major event in our nation's history. Among other things on the way, major actor that so many people love died yesterday. Maybe we can tip our hat to him. Lots on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know that according to FBI data, break-ins and property theft spike this time of year?
Burglars just love taking advantage of people traveling for the holidays.
That's why Simply Safe Home Security is offering a holiday deal of up to 50% off any new system.
So you can stay safe this season. Simply Safe is comprehensive protection for the whole home with advanced sensors that not only detect break-ins, but fires, floods, and other threats to your home.
Simply Safe's Video Doorbell Pro and wireless outdoor security camera are a powerful way to deter package thieves.
It's powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a buck a day, half the cost of traditional home security.
Try Simply Safe for 60 days risk-free. This holiday season, we highly recommend protecting your home and family with Simply Safe.
And for a limited time, you can save up to 50% off any new system with a Fast Protect plan. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Save up to 50%. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
UNTUCKit has everything he needs this holiday season. Shop now and save big with our biggest sale of the year happening at UNTUCKit.com or at any of the 80-plus UNTUCKit stores. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. He'll love to unwrap one of our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, or cozy sweaters. Get them while they last during our biggest sale of the year. Shop UNTUCKit's biggest sale of the year happening now at UNTUCKit.com or at any of our over 80 stores.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
To celebrate the release of Wonka, a hotel group is opening Willy Wonka-inspired rooms in New York and L.A. Yep, the only catch is just one bed. You have to share it with both sets of your grandparents.
Old-timey Willy Wonka joke.
A little throwback. Oh, hey, important announcement. I'd meant to get to this before now. We, for various reasons that we'll not bore you with, maybe we could talk about later. The Clips of the Year show, the end of the year famous Armstrong and Getty Clips of the Year show, is going to be this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Mary and the Ho who compiles the books and album titles and the rest of that, and you can get your act together, it is this Friday because of some vacation scheduling realities.
Yeah. Well, that's roughly the time we usually take the week before mm-hmm. Christmas. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? The end of the year show. Willy Wonka thing. I heard a comedian going on the other day, for anybody who's ever seen the original Willy Wonka, and I think most people have. It's just, why wasn't the family more angry that Grandpa was kind of faking his illness, you know, laying there in bed and making his children go out and work for him so he'd have anything to eat? And then as soon as something comes along that's kind of fun, he hops up out of bed and, hey, I'm fine. But yeah, why was anybody more angry about that? Yo, whoa, you're not an invalid? I'm a child. I've been out there busting my ass in the city streets as a little kid to try to give you some soup, and you're perfect. You can dance? Turns out you can dance.
Yeah, I don't remember it that well.
Oh, but my God, I would be mad. I thought you were an invalid, Grandpa. Oh, no, I'm fine. If I know there's a prize to be won, I can dance around like this.
Well, and not only that, but then you go to the tour of the factory, and several children are abducted, and nobody seems more than slightly miffed.
Right.
Abducted or killed.
Including the poor fat German kid who gets stuck in the chocolate.
Yeah, cake. Augustus Gloot.
So anyway, I mentioned I started into the Sam Adams biography, the revolutionary that won the Pulitzer Prize last year, and a lot of revolutionary books are getting a lot of attention right now because of the 250th anniversary of the Tea Party. But one thing I thought was interesting early on in this book, or at the very beginning, is how, at the time, how incredibly respected he was, and how for some reason, well, there are some reasons, he's kind of disappeared throughout history, unlike some of the other founding fathers. Jefferson, at the time, said, for depth of purpose, zeal, and sagacity, no man in Congress exceeded, if any, equaled Sam Adams. John Adams called him the most elegant writer and the most sagacious politician and celebrated patriot of all. And one of the other founding fathers, I forget which one, said, the two men that will be remembered forever are Sam Adams and George Washington. But that's not the way it's come down to us through history. In fact, if he weren't a beer guy, I'm not sure how many people would even know his name. Well, one of the reasons you learn early in the book, which has got such a great retelling of the Paul Revere's ride that is just absolutely fantastic. I don't know how teachers throughout my whole life did such a good job of sucking all the fun and excitement out of an incredibly exciting story. But Sam Adams was hardcore about burning all his letters, all his correspondence. Unlike the other founding fathers who were playing to history and saved all their letters, and that's one of the reasons that so much is known about John Adams and his wife and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Sam Adams burned everything because he was always on the verge of being caught and hung. Like, he spent years just one step ahead of the British who were going to hang him to make a point. And so he burned all of his works all the time. Any letter he ever had, he burned because he didn't want, I'm willing to stick my neck out and risk my life, but I don't want anybody else that I corresponded with to have to pay the price for my lifestyle, was his belief. So he burned everything, and that's one of the main reasons he just didn't get the attention that he deserved. The other founding fathers thought, well, as I mentioned, one of the two keys, him and Washington, but that's not the way he's portrayed throughout history.
Yeah, wow. I was going to buy that book when I first read about it, but I want it in hardcover, and I just haven't gotten around to it.
I read everything on Kindle. The other interesting thing about him, and I was thinking about John Fetterman, who has now become kind of a hero to the right. He was a failure. He inherited a fortune from his parents, spent it all, failed over and over, really lived off the generosity of friends. He just could not earn his own living. And yet, he was this. Generally, we kind of look down on the Fetterman types, but you never know what they're going to be like when it comes to the big issues.
Well, you do. Perhaps you've learned something.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.